The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691. Or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Good afternoon and happy Friday. Another week has flown by. I hope you are doing well, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to the Financial Chick Show, and I am the Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I'm here live every Friday at 5:30 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you want to know more about me or my firm, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Diversified Financial Solutions, so like our page to get updates and see what is happening. So today I have my assistant with me in the studio, Mike Scudero.
We're back, baby.
We are back, baby. This is so exciting. You know, we've been working like animals, really.
We have. Tax season was interesting.
Oh my gosh, right? And it's just been a whirlwind. And honestly, today is April 26th. I have no idea how we got here.
Neither of us have ever had any concept of time.
No. And even this week, it was like Monday, and then I missed stuff in between, and then it was Friday. I mean, can anybody relate? I think a lot of people do. When we talk to people, they feel the same way, you know, that things are kind of been flying by. So I thought today would be kind of cool that we can just do a recap of what's been happening of late, and we could talk about tax season, because that was something else.
Definitely.
Yeah. It was an interesting one this year, that's for sure. I thought I had something about tax thing, but like I said, I didn't bring that with me. But so it was busy. It was busy. It was awkward. We had a few weird things that happened. Well, something just recently, too, that one of the companies didn't produce a tax document for clients.
Yeah. Yep.
So this is not typically how things roll.
It is not.
In our industry or in our office, for sure. And again, just to make a caveat that we do not produce the tax forms. They come from all the companies, whether you're investing with Nationwide or Invesco or Fidelity. All of the tax documents come from those particular companies. But we will not out the company that messed this one up this year.
That's definitely an important thing to decipher, though, who does the tax forms, because I think a lot of people have misconceptions about that.
Absolutely. Well, what was the biggest call? Our call volume goes up, and why?
Oh, who threw their taxes out? Who misplaced them?
Exactly.
Who put them somewhere they don't know where it is? Who put them in a different part of the house they entirely forgot about? Mm-hmm. The throwing out thing is remarkable to me, because most of the, or if not all of the tax documents, come in those envelopes that specifically say important tax documents enclosed.
Right. And what do we say? Just take it, put it in an envelope, put it into a folder, and just keep it all together, because you know you're going to need it. And, you know, I don't think any of us really want to get in trouble with the tax man.
No.
We always call it a man. Could be a woman, too, I guess.
The IRS? No.
No. Nope. No, you really don't. So anyway, to kind of go back to the no tax document. Fortunately, we were in close conversation with the accountant, and we told her exactly what had happened. Well, we didn't know at the time it wasn't generated, but we knew all the transactions that happened for the client. So the show went on, you know, and the client filed the taxes in dual time. But why did we say this was such a poignant and weird thing? What do we depend on so much now in our society?
Oh my goodness. So many
things. I know
things.
It's Friday, right?
Yeah, it is. The brain is a bit cooked.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been working you to death. Okay, so, I'm sorry about that. Technology.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So we have technology.
The backbone of society.
Exactly. But people just, and now we're soiring to an AI, artificial intelligence. And what makes me a little concerned about this is that you still need the human effect. You can't just let it all go with technology and just say it's going to be fine, because we find probably at least once a week something that goes awry because of technology.
Yep.
But when we look at it, we go, wait, you got to have the human factor in there, and the sense and the numbers and the thought process to say, well, wow, this is not right. So that kind of made me a little bit nervous this year. That was one thing that definitely, it takes a lot to have me speechless, but it definitely brought me down to no words, you know?
No, there will be times where even you have like certain instructions in place that are built into a system, and then sometimes they'll just not follow those instructions out of nowhere when no one gave that order.
Okay, and we had something like that as well happen, that you know, people that have automatic transactions that are being paid out just stopped at one point.
Like, if we give the instruction, that's one thing. But if no one called up or no one gave any sort of instruction to change anything about that, and it just stops on its own, that's very concerning.
It's exactly. And that's the technology. And that's why
there's people's money here. It's
well, that's it. And, you know, and we depend on our technology. Thank God we're like, you know, we're like anal retentive. We like, you know, check and double check. I'm probably super annoying, but I'm like, just when we put in that request, just double check that it really went through.
But you're right, though.
Like, people say they're going to do stuff, but then they don't. And it's stuff that, unfortunately, we have to give the instructions. We can't actually do. I would love that if we could just do it. I mean, that would be hard, too. But, yeah, it's been an interesting couple of months with just weird stuff happening.
With technology, I mean, it's supposed to be something that was never supposed to, like, make us feel like something's not getting done. It's supposed to be on top of everything. Like, usually it's, if a mistake is made, it's the human that inputted that instruction that made the mistake. But a lot of the time, like, even I had this instance, even like, we're all mean to attach something to an email. And when I hit, like, it's in the email before I hit send, and I hit send, I go back to my sent inbox just to make sure it attached, and it like won't be there.
And then
it's like, I attached the thing. I know I did. And it'll make you question yourself too.
Yeah.
So it's like, technology is just something.
And you say to yourself, like, what happened? Like, you know, technology is supposed to make us more efficient.
Exactly.
And make things work a lot better.
A lot more accurate.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But, you know, we've unfortunately, and I don't want to be the you know, the bearer of bad news, but, you know, we find things that are not going so well. And that's why we're rolling quickly into artificial intelligence. And I know a lot about it. I mean, I know a good amount, but I feel like we're moving too quickly, and we're not really ready to soiree into these unknown worlds.
If technology continues down this path, I'm not sure we'll ever be, if I'm being honest with you.
I know. It's
sure.
Kind of frightening.
And anytime you try to take that next step, you realize, like, we even run into this in the office, like, want to do everything electronically, but then there's usually one step in the process that'll still make you print that out and do it hard copy or wet signature. Like, you can't, like,
it's ever not all
cross,
or nothing.
Yeah, you can't, just can't get over the hump there. It's like, it's just, it's frustrating sometimes.
I know. It really, really is. It's very crazy. But we had an interesting, I've been live, but I haven't, I've had guests over the past couple of weeks. And we've had some really good guests, actually. We had Maria Pollack, who's actually a client also.
Love her.
Great, great lady. And you can go on the website at financialchickshow.com and you can listen to the show. It was about being a widow. She was actually widowed twice in her life and different strategies that she had. So it was a great show. And then last week we had Alicia and Sherry Bender from the Archdeacon Agency. And we talked all about property and casualty. And it doesn't sound like a super exciting topic, but it actually was really good, and they had a lot of good information. And there's this new rule in New York with the spousal. I don't even know what the actual terminology is, but you pay an extra premium unless you say that you don't want that on your coverage for the property and casualty.
I've gotten my eyes on that form a couple of times, and I can't even remember.
I know, I can't remember the
thing. Whole name. Yeah,
but listen to the show. You can listen to the show on the website and get some really good information, because you know, insurance has gone actually awry. But what has happened over the past month? April's been very interesting. We've had an earthquake.
Yes. Oh, my God. On your birthday. We got to remind everyone of that. It was on your birthday.
Yes, it was definitely. And I wasn't live that day because I did go away to a bed and breakfast with my husband that weekend. But yeah, so that day we had an earthquake. So listen, I like to shake things up. I mean, let's be honest. Do you know what I mean?
I guess.
So it was good. And then, of course, then on was it Monday or Tuesday?
It was the following Monday. We had the solar eclipse.
So we went down to Patchogue and thank you, Mike. So you got glasses. You
know,
the proper glasses. So we went and burned our retinas.
Yes,
which
and
was
I wanted,
nice.
I wanted to get the whole pack. We got a nice 5-pack of eclipse glasses.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
So we got to check that out. So that was really good. And then my wonderful staff, you and Brian, took me out to lunch for my birthday, which was so special
which
and so
sweet.
Which
is our pleasure. It was awesome.
And I think that was an awesome, awesome thing. And then we did a few things. Well, we're going to be going into the break soon. We'll probably wait to the second half to talk about some other things that we've been doing.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff over the past couple weeks in the community and trying to help young adults, mm-hmm. etc. But it's Friday. Oh, man.
It is. That's why when the weekend's over, I always tell this to my girlfriend who I'm with on the weekends. I'm like, I'm not that sad that we have to go into the week now because I'll blink and then it'll be another weekend. It's all good.
It's all so good. And everything's flying. Everything's flying.
Yep.
And I see there's a lot of activity here in the airport.
We had
a spring break this week here on Long Island, and my daughter was off, and everybody, well, they're looking tan. It's been cold here. Yes, welcome back. But it's been actually freezing here.
Don't worry, it'll be like 80 on Monday. Don't worry.
Yeah, and then I'll be in Florida, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But you are listening to the Financial Chick Show. This is Denise Snowstrom. My company is Diversified Financial Solutions. And my assistant, Mike Scudero, is here with me today as well. We help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact me at 631-758-8691. Stay tuned after the break. Welcome back. This is Denise Snowstrom, the Financial Chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So we're here today on a Friday, spring break. The airport is buzzing. People are all over, which is really kind of nice.
They're coming
back to this cold weather. I mean, I'm sure most people went to warm things. They look tan, so
yep.
I'm a little envious. I'm not going to lie about it.
Probably Florida, to be honest.
Probably most of them. Yeah, but I'm here with Mike Scudero, my assistant, and we are just kind of talking about some things. I've had a couple of guests over the past couple of weeks, and then I wasn't live, and April just flew by. We started with an earthquake, and then we had the eclipse, and now we're way past tax season. Thank God.
Yep.
We talked about that, and now we're just rolling into the favorite. Well, it's my favorite anyway, and it's your favorite too. Summer. We're going to get there very soon.
Yep.
The boats. We're thawing out the boat, and it's exciting stuff.
How could summer not be your favorite season? It's literally the season where you get to do like everything
because
the weather is just. I know some people are just not good with the heat.
They do.
Like,
they don't like it. They like the snow. They all of that.
It limits you so much, though.
I know. Like, I'm. Yeah.
Even if you're just generally not into the warmth, like you have to admit, like when the snow's around and winter's around, there's so many things that could happen that just completely hinder all of your plans.
That's true.
Can't relax outside because you'll just freeze to death. Like it's. Just, oh God! How could you not like summer?
I don't know, but there are people. But again, you see here, but everybody's escaping to the South, to places that are warmer, and sure, these little kids, you know, probably Disney and everything. So,
I mean, no matter which season you're in, you're always going to get the other side complaining about something. It's too cold. It's too hot.
I never do.
Yeah, no, we're consistent.
I'm very consistent.
We are both.
I will complain in the winter,
yes,
but
absolutely.
In the summer. I'm good.
That's okay if we complain in the winter because we make it well known that we despise the winter.
So that gives us a free pass.
Consistency. That's all that matters.
All right.
That's all that matters.
That's cool.
But I can't wait. Yeah, but warm weather.
I know. We're really close. We're really close. So a couple of things happened. So it was your first one. So I have been doing for years at Patrick Medford High School. They have a career fair or career connections that they call it. And what they do is they have different companies come to the high school and we have tables and the kids get to come or the young adults get to come to the tables and ask us about what we do. So in this case, obviously financial advisory services. But, you know, there was a lot of the military was there and we had the library, banks. So, you know, it was really like a wide breadth of companies and different opportunities for the students to learn. So what did you think being your first one? What did you get from the whole day?
It was good. I enjoyed it. The thing that stood out to me most was there were some Like I've always said this, even back when I was in school. Like we primarily had a game of Jeopardy on our table.
Financial Jeopardy. Yes. Yep. So we'll tell the audience a little bit about that, because that was actually kind of pretty, that was fun.
Yeah. So it was, the crowd there was interesting, because especially like while classes were going on, like there was a decent amount of people there. It was a good crowd. And like, you know, classes would transition, they'd get a little empty for a while, then it'd recrowd again. So the dynamic was very interesting. But it was good to interact with the kids. It's always good to get in touch with like how the youth is currently.
Especially that's my favorite part, actually.
Because I definitely am distancing from high school somewhat now, because I'm about 10 years out now. So like seeing the student body in high school is now, like I'm pretty removed from that. So it's pretty different from when I was there already.
Absolutely.
And I've always said this, I'm just going to come out and say it. We got to do a better job with teaching some of the kids some really vital parts about life, especially finances. Mm-hmm. And especially when I decided to delve into this field, thanks to you, one of the things that I always reflected on was I wish I was just able to learn more about this in school.
Yeah.
And with some of the kids, not necessarily all of them, there were some that were very good.
Mm-hmm.
We had two kids in particular who just...
Yeah, they took the highest. So if, you know, obviously if you... Or you do, or you don't know Jeopardy. So it's basically you get the answer and you have to say what the question is. So,
right.
You know, the 100 was the easiest question, and then 500, 400. 400 was the most difficult question. Yep. And then we had different categories.
Yeah, they went 400s and then 300s.
They did all 400s across the entire categories, and they got them all right.
Yeah.
And one was a sophomore and one was a junior, which was like amazing. But some kids, it was interesting. And you know, we were talking about maybe changing it up for next year, but a lot of kids had no idea what a checking account was.
Yeah.
Or what a check was.
Yeah, writing a check. Yeah, because we were talking about technology in the first segment, how it's impacted everything. Well, now everything is electronic transfer.
Yeah, so they have no idea. Like, they'll know Venmo, they'll know Zelle, you know, on how to like pay a, you know, a person, or I don't even know if you could pay a bill per se, but I think it's just that the basic tenets that they need to be taught, like you said, and that's part of our job.
Yeah.
And that's something why I love having that relationship with Patrick Medford High School and going in there and helping the students to you know, indulge them in this stuff that they're going to use all the time. And actually, we're going to be having an intern coming in soon as well.
Yep.
And the interns that come in, it's priceless. You know, just learning about just shadowing us and learning just basic office stuff, or, you know, obviously the financial stuff.
Yeah, no, it's so important. Like, it wasn't until I actually got into the field that I realized like how much I did not know. I was like, wow, it was so much. I had no idea that even existed. The fact that I barely even knew what like an IRA account was, and I'm 27.
Well, we were talking today, I think I have it here that I remember the stats actually. They said, okay, so as per, I don't know what publication this was, but over 40% of Americans don't know what a 401k is.
That's incredible.
That's pretty scary. And then you wonder why people are under-saving and underserved for their future and for retirement, because they're not learning. But,
and also back to another topic you actually hit on some weeks ago, you're talking about how many Americans have like unclaimed from their 401k, money still floating out there that they have not like acquired, like reacquired for themselves yet, or maybe put into another account if they wanted to. Like,
right. So they were at a job.
Yeah.
They did a 401k and then they left, and then they left that job, and they may have two or three or four 401ks.
And it's just floating out there. Like it's really nuts. Like that's why it's so important to spread awareness on these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just have people teach them, drill it into them young at school. That was my point before. So it was interesting to see like how many kids may not know so much, how many kids just elbow dropped the game and just did very well.
I know.
So that's what I was talking about before, like getting a real feel for the youth, getting a gauge on where they're at really. So with all that combined, it was a really good event, and it's a good way for them to also like figure out, you know, maybe this is something I want to get into. Maybe I just learned something from playing that Financial Jeopardy game. Yep. Maybe this is something that I would actually like to study.
Exactly.
A little bit more. So it's good for both sides. Good for us, for them. It's a good event.
Yeah. And we had a little thing about like what to do on an interview. And so, you know, he's trying to help. And I have to say, you know, Mr. Smiloff, he runs the business department at the, you know, at the high school, and he does a great job. So, you know, so it is happening more than it has been in the past. But there's still so much work to be done.
Yeah. Well, there always is. There's always going to be work. Always. That's life.
That is true. That is true. But and then one other thing, I'm just going to give a little prop to my daughter. She won a humanities award at the high school about a week or so. I have no concept of time. we're getting claps from the audience here. But yeah, so they did a project. I think I'm going to mention a project with the high school getting sidewalks. So she got that award. So that was pretty good. So it's busy. Well, you know, everything's busy with work and then busy. Megan's graduating. Yeah. So all that's happening, you know, prom dresses are coming in and, you know, planning for parties and oh my gosh, so much. But you're going to be holding down the fort next week. I'll be back here in the airport tomorrow morning, heading down to Florida myself for a business trip. So I'm seeing some clients and then have my conference. And so it's always it's a great time of year because we have our annual conference and I get to see colleagues from all over the country and we learn and we have a lot of education. So I come back with a lot of stuff and
we'll have a blast,
be able
Denise,
to bring it to the radio.
Because in case anybody doesn't know out there, you work very, very hard. Uh-huh. You deserve your time away. I hope you have a great time. You may be ticked off that we're getting 80 degrees on Monday, but you're going to have 80 degrees of your own.
Well, it's going to be 86.
You'll be fine.
No, I'm just saying.
Had to poke the bear a little bit.
They're all mad at me. I'm sorry. No, don't do that.
We all love the heat. You can't do that.
Well, we're getting there. It's close. It's close, you know. But yeah, so thank God, you know, thank you for coming today.
Oh,
because I've been running like a lunatic and I haven't even packed yet and I have a 6 a.m. flight. I got a lot to do and I got to eat and try to sleep.
Always work.
Or something. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. It's fun. But again, you're listening to the Financial Chick Show. I'm here with Mike Scudero. So we'll see you again next Friday. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, be better and do better.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.